This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. My next guest today is John Thill. He's the new director of Juno Public Library. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, well, for starters, would you please introduce yourself? Give us your bio.
All right. Well, you know, I've worked in libraries for, I think it's 19 years now. Prior to being here at Juno, I worked for the Meridian Public Library in Idaho. That's a suburb of Boise. My family and I moved up here just a few months ago to take the job here in Juno, and it's been really exciting so far, and I'm really enjoying it living in this new place.
What draws you to working in this field, library services?
Well, it's been, you know, it's like many library people, I fell into it at some point, but I quickly discovered that I really loved it. I think the main thing that makes it so interesting and such a fun position to work in is the variety of things that libraries do is one thing, but also the fact that libraries have a real impact on people's lives in many cases. We often, you know, help people find something that they really need, whether that be, you know, a way to access health insurance or a piece of information they need to connect with a family member. So that's really what has drawn me to it, is that both the variety and just the way that, you know, we can help people on a day-to-day basis.
So you've been working for libraries almost 20 years. A lot has probably changed from when you started until now. What do you think are some of the most significant and most valuable changes that have happened with public libraries?
Well, I know everyone expects me to say digital materials. That's been a big deal, but I think the most significant change for libraries in the last 20 years, and it has to do with digital materials a little bit, is the focus on communities and being a real important community space, not just a repository for books. And a lot of that has to do with the outgrowth of, you know, making sure that libraries remain relevant to their communities into the future. But the aspect of the community building and providing community space and community programs that libraries do has really been one of the big changes over the last almost 20 years.
I understand that in addition to extensive experience working in libraries, you also have a background in restorative justice. How did you get into that?
Well, honestly, it's an outgrowth of some of the places I worked. When I worked in Idaho, the library there was right across the street from a middle school. And, you know, a lot of our behavior problems we had day to day involved middle schoolers. And I was just finding that, you know, we'd ask them to leave for the day or we might suspend them. And it didn't really solve the problem. They'd come back later, have the same problems. And we were also taking away an important service from somebody that really needed to use it. In many cases, it was a safe space for, a youth that was using the library. And so I started getting interested in restorative practices as a way to kind of find another way to deal with some of these problems, and really found that it was a way to solve things, problems more permanently, more restoratively, I guess, without having to necessarily suspend people or take away their privileges of using the library.
I see. Are there any other ways that restorative justice and library services kind of overlap or have overlap for you in the jobs you've had in the past?
I think the aspect we think about libraries as community spaces, restorative practices really take into account the idea of we all exist in a community and we have to work together to solve some of the problems that come up as, you know, members of a community. And I think that piece really lends itself well to using a lot of the restorative tools in libraries as, you know, a framework for dealing with a number of problems that come up.
So what appealed to you about working for the Juno Public Library?
Well, I think, like many, I was drawn to Juno by its natural beauty. It's been so wonderful being up here so far. I've so enjoyed, you know, going on some long hikes and really taking in just everything that Juno has to offer. And I think that another thing that's really great about Juno is its support and how much people use our public libraries here. It's clear, especially because we just did some surveying around library services, and we heard so many wonderful positive things from the community about library services and what they enjoy and what, you know, needs they help fulfill for people in their lives.
So it sounds like you've been enjoying your time in Juneau so far. Can you remind me again how long you've been here?
I've been here since August, so it's been a few months, but, you know, still relatively new. It's still my first winter in Juneau, you know?
Yeah, well, it's been hitting pretty hard. Well, finally, since you work for the library, I was wondering if we can talk books. What are you reading right now?
Well, I just finished a book by Daniel Immerwahr. It's called To Hide an Empire. And I thought that was a really interesting book, and mainly because of its Alaska connections, honestly. It's a book about the United States and its colonial past. Mostly focuses on the Philippines, Alaska, and Puerto Rico. And the Alaska portion was really interesting, especially someone who's new to Alaska. But I think for really anyone who might have an interest in Alaska history, it's a great book to check out. Talks a lot about Alaska's road to statehood. And also, really, there's an important part of that book that talks about Native contributions to winning World War II, which is not much talked about in the history books. And so I think that was a really interesting book that I really enjoyed. It's a little on the long side, but it's fascinating because so much of it is history you really haven't heard about much.
I'm curious as if you are reading a hard copy, an e-copy, or an audio copy.
I read a hard copy of that particular book, but I'm an omnivore as far as format goes. I move around from digital to audio to print copies, you know, regularly. Just depends on how I can get it.
Our listeners know that the same is true for me as well. I take all, I devour all the different formats. So, well, thanks so much for talking with me today, John. Is there anything you want to add about something that might be going on in the library or anything I didn't ask you about?
Yeah, absolutely. I got one more thing I want to plug is that Juneau Public Libraries, we are offering antigen test kits right now for free to Juneau residents. So if you come on down to any one of our library locations, you can pick up a couple of those for your household. And the idea is you take two home, you save them for when you need to test, you know, whether you're feeling ill or you're going to go on a trip or you're going to have a family gathering or something like that. It's a great option to kind of feel more safe as far as knowing whether you might be contagious or not. And we're offering those free thanks to CBJ and the federal government for that. But we just ask that people don't come in if they're symptomatic. You know, the idea is come and pick them up, save them for when you need them.
I'm glad you mentioned that. We were actually just talking with your predecessor, Robert Barr, and he works for CBJ now, and he was talking about the test as well and gave us a bunch of great information and mentioned that the library is one of the places you can pick them up. So thanks for that reminder. And again, it was great meeting with you, John. I hope you'll become a regular guest on the show, and welcome to Juneau, and enjoy it here.
Thank you so much.
Take care.